Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody else around and around? How are you doing today? How's the weather in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's warm, but it's a little windy. Right now, it's about 85 degrees, but the wind is blowing. It's a slight breeze, and the wind is blowing about 10 miles an hour. So it's not very bad, but it's beautiful in Las Vegas. The weather is nice, and it's a nice place to be in the city of Las Vegas. This is the entertainment capital of the world, and we always have sights in Las Vegas. You can go down on the strip and watch the girls walking back and forth, watch the guys walking on the strip. Oh, it's an entertaining show all day long, from the morning to the night. It's a bright and entertaining city to be in. Yes, it's always beautiful in Las Vegas. In fact, you should make reservations to come to Vegas and spend some time here during the summer, because we are having beautiful weather. And in the summer, it will be beautiful. It'll be a little hot, so prepare for the heat. But you're in the desert, so what can you expect? You know, we're in Las Vegas, and it gets a little hot. So prepare for the heat, but it'll be sunny and bright, and the weather will be all right. So have a good time. Make your plans early, because there'll be a lot of people here during the summer. They will be coming to enjoy the casinos. The gambling is plentiful. The drinks are bountiful. And the food is delicious. So Las Vegas is the place to be for the summer vacation of your choice. So plan on coming down and enjoying the summer in Las Vegas. Yes, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to let you know that they have plenty of shows scheduled to entertain you when you come to Vegas. Yes, a lot of the artists are setting up residencies to perform here in the different casinos in Las Vegas. So there's always plenty of acts for you to view and to be entertained while you're in Vegas. So make your plans early and come and enjoy the weather and go to the casinos, because you can go to the swimming pools at the casinos and you can see all the girls running around the pool in their bikinis and in their G-strings. Oh, yeah, they're out there looking good. And there's plenty of guys at the pool, so the girls should have plenty of guys to choose from, because the guys all come and hang out at the pool so they can look at the girls as they're walking around the pool. It's a plenty of sights for everybody. Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world. and I wouldn't tell you no different. Yes, it's a beautiful place to be in Las Vegas. All right, let's talk sports. Yeah, in Las Vegas. Well, we got the NBA finals going on. Well, it's the semifinals for the NBA championships. In the East, Boston is playing Milwaukee, and I don't know what the series is. It was 1-0 the other day in favor of Boston. They're playing the best of seven. And then you got Toronto playing the Philadelphia 76ers, and Toronto was winning 1-0 in that series, and it's the best of seven. And then you got the Western Division semifinals going, and you got Portland Trailblazers playing against the Denver Nuggets, and it's Portland up 1-0 in that series, and it's the best of seven. And then you got Golden State, the defending world champions, are playing against Houston Rockets, and Golden State is up 1-0 in this series, and it's the best of seven. Now, I'm going to tell you my predictions. I think Golden State is going to beat Houston in five. It's going to take 5 games for them to win, but Golden State is going to win the series. Then in Portland and Denver, I think it's going to go seven. I'm not sure who's going to win. I haven't decided yet. And in the East, let's see, Toronto and Philadelphia 76ers. I think Toronto's going to win that series. They'll probably win in five. And then you got Boston playing Milwaukee. I don't know. Milwaukee just got one of their best players back. He had been out injured. So now he's back in the lineup. So Milwaukee might look pretty good now. They have a good chance of winning some games. So I think maybe that series may go 6 games. But I'm still thinking Boston's going to win. So we'll wait and see what happens in this series. Okay. Now, let's talk news. Yeah, in the news, the House of Representatives are setting up interviews with about 12 people that were mentioned in the Mueller investigation. They're saying that they want to set the president up for impeachment, but they're listening to the conversations of the senators, of the representatives that did the investigation, and they want to hear their decisions and their comments on what they said was the results of the Mueller investigation. So we're waiting to hear if they're actually going to try to impeach the president. So that's the word as we go right now to the House of Representatives for the investigation of the people that talked to the Mueller investigation group. So we'll find out more about what's happening with that investigation as they're interviewing and they have people testify about the information in the Mueller investigation. And we will be back with more of that information as it appears in the news. All right. I think it's time for a commercial break. So, DJ Papa D, play a song and then drop the comedy spot and then drop the commercial spot. And we'll be back for more in a minute. When I was like 5 years old, my daddy signed me up with the Y Indian Guides. And my name was Fast Arrow, because we all got Indian names. And my daddy was Strongbow. Yep, he was Strongbow. And I was Fast Arrow. And we used to go to all these meetings, and we used to sit up in our Indian, sitting Indian style, and we had our meetings and everything. It was really fun. I got a chance to meet a lot of kids that were my age, and we just played around. It was good, and I went to camp, and I learned how to cook and how to fish, and I learned how to make kites, and I learned how to tie knots. I was really good at being a camper, so I was really good at being an Indian scout. We used to have a headband and everything that we wore, so it was really good. And we didn't wear any Indian clothes. We wore our regular clothes, but my headband was really cool. And I had one feather in my headband, and my dad had like six feathers in his headband because he was the chief of our troop, of our, it's not called a troop, of our tribe. So I had a good time. So that's all I wanted to tell you. We'll be right back.
in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020. Phi Beta Sigma fraternity is having their national convention here in Las Vegas in the month of July. So we'll have some fundraisers going on. They're hoping to raise some money for the homeless. So check it out on the internet. Look up Phi Beta Sigma fraternity and see if you can see any kind of dates for any activities. We have a store on Storytime with GMoney.com where you can buy all kinds of GMoney products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order. And you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. By going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Here what's up, Las Vegas, and everybody else around the world. How you doing today? How's the weather in your neighborhood? Is it still beautiful? I know it is. Las Vegas weather is beautiful. It's a little windy, but it's beautiful. Anyway, I got a story to tell you. If you're interested in hearing a good story, well, when I was in high school, I was playing varsity baseball, and we were playing against a team that wasn't supposed to be very good, and I was pitching, and I was pitching really good. I had about 8 strikeouts, and we were winning the game about 5-0, so the coach pulled me out. And he brought in our center fielder to play in the game. He brought him in to pitch. And so the center fielder was getting loose in the on the mound. He was throwing some warm-up pitches. And the coach had thrown a baseball out for the outfielders to play catch so that we could stay loose during the game. And so when the game started again, we threw the balls into the side, and we were playing. And the center fielder was pitching pretty good. He had a couple of strikeouts, and we were down. We were up 5-0, and he had two men out, and we were. He had this other guy up to bat, and he threw the ball, and the guy hit the ball to right field. Well, it went through the right fielder's legs, but I was cutting him off. So I backed the right fielder up, and I got the ball and threw it into second base. So the guy only got a single off the run. So he was in first base. So then the pitcher was throwing the ball, and he got two strikes on the batter, and then the batter hit the ball again, and it went to left field. And the left fielder scooped the ball up and threw it to second base, but he didn't get it there in time to get the runner. So the runner that was on first is now on second, and we got runners on first and second now. And it's still two outs. So we were throwing the ball, and the pitcher was pitching. He got two strikes on the next batter, and the batter hit the ball to center field. Well, it was a ground ball to me. I ran up and caught the ball and threw the ball to third base, trying to get the runner out at third. And I pulled a muscle in my arm. I threw it so hard that I pulled a muscle in my back. And I couldn't lift my arm. And I was like, oh, no, I'm hurting. So we didn't get the guy out. He got the third already. So now his base is loaded. And we're hoping that the pitcher's going to strike this guy out, because we need to get off the field. I need to get And I had a hard time trying to play in the outfield with my arm sore. So the pitcher threw the ball. The guy hit the ground ball in the infield. The runner tried to score, and we threw him out at the plate. So that was three outs. We were still winning 5-0. But when I came off the field, I had a pulled muscle in my arm. I couldn't lift my right arm over my head, so I couldn't play anymore. So the coach didn't want to take me out the game because, see, I was a good hitter. So he moved me to playing second base. And I played second, but I could barely throw the ball to first base. So we got two outs. So we went back out to the outfield. I had gotten two outs. And I could barely make the ball reach second base. And I got a ground ball that was hit to me. And I scooped it up and tossed it to first base in an underhand throw, because I couldn't put my hand over my head. So I tossed the underhand to the first baseman, and we got the third out. So we were still winning 5-0. And I was having a difficult time trying to raise my hand. And then the coach put me at first base because he knew that I couldn't throw the ball. So he moved me to first base. End of the game at first base. And we ended up winning the game 5-2. They did score two runs off of my center field pitcher, but it's okay. We won the game 5-2. So afterwards, I went to the doctor at the end of the game. I left the school, you know, to the locker room, and we changed. And I changed into my street clothes, and I was in pain, a lot of pain, because my arm was really hurting. So I told my coach I was going to the doctor. And the coach said, oh, just put some heat on your arm. You'll be all right tomorrow. And I said, okay, I'll see. But I went to the doctor anyway. And the doctor told me not to lift my arm over my head, not to have me try to throw anything for a couple of days and let the soreness go down. So I said, all right, I'll try that. So I didn't go to practice. I went to practice, but I didn't dress for practice. And the coach was like, no, you can't be injured. You're one of the best players on my team, and I need you to be able to play. And I said, well, the doctor told me I shouldn't play. I shouldn't move my arm. And he told me, he said, oh, the doctors at Kaiser will tell you anything. So you need to get dressed so you can play. And I said, well, I can't play. I'm not going to be able to play. He said, well, get dressed anyway. So I said, all right, I'll get dressed, and I'll see what I can do. And he didn't even put me in the game. I coached third base, but we won the game. So it was a good day for my team, because we won like 7-3. It was a good game for us. But after the game, I was talking with some people that came to see me play. And I told them, I said, I'm hurt. That's why I didn't play. And they said, well, your coach didn't tell us you were hurt. And I said, well, I don't know why he didn't tell you. Because I was injured. I couldn't play. And they said, oh, well, we came all the way. One guy came from the Detroit Tigers, and he was a pro scout. And the other guy came from the St. Louis Cardinals, and he was a pro scout. And they had come to see me play. And because I was injured, I didn't play. And my coach didn't even tell them that I was injured, and that's why I wasn't in the game, because they came all the way to see me play, and I didn't even play. And my coach cost me my opportunity to be drafted right out of high school to play in the pros. So after high school, I went to college on a baseball scholarship, and I got drafted to play for the California Angels, but I got hit in the face with a hanging curveball, and that ended my baseball playing career. So that's my story. So it sounds like it's time for a commercial break. So, DJ Papa D, play a song and drop some comedy spots. And we'll be back with more of the show in a minute. I was homeless, and I was going all over Las Vegas trying to find places to live, trying to find apartments that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I was finding buildings that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I'd go out during the daytime and I'd walk around the city and I'd go handle my business. I went to the plasma center and I donated plasma twice a week. And I got $25 each time I went to the plasma center. So you could go twice a week. So I get $50 a week just donating plasma. And then I go around and collect cans. And I did that, and I got $1 a pound. So it was like cash and carry. You could always get money. And I used to do this every day, all day long.
This one.
This is G-Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
All right, DJ Papa D, play another song, and we'll be back in a minute.
Thank you.
I got an interesting story to tell you. I remember back, about 2003, when I was living in the desert. I told you about Gregoriesville, where I had a homeless camp, and I was living with all these homeless people. Well, social services came in and moved us out. They offered us $400 to move into an apartment. Well, a lot of people in my camp didn't want to move, but I moved out. And I moved into a Chinese boarding house, which was about 15 apartments. And I ended up getting a room with two other roommates in my room, and I paid $300 for my bed in my room, and I got the other $100 paid to me to do whatever I wanted to do with it. So it was a good situation for me. I had $100 every month that I could use to do whatever I wanted to do with it. So I hung out there across the street from Olympic Garden.
Album is gonna be a big hit.
So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
Thank you.
listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I hope you enjoyed our show for the day. It's been interesting. I hope you enjoyed my story, because I really wanted to play pro baseball, and I would have got a chance to play as a high school senior. So it was just my luck that I pulled the muscle and didn't get a chance to get drafted right out of high school. But I went to college on a baseball scholarship, so I got to play in college. And I got a chance to be seen by pro scouts again in college. So I got a second opportunity, but it wasn't to be had. I got hit in the face with a baseball, and that ended my baseball career. Well, I gave it a good shot. I played for 12 years, so I played baseball all of my life. And then I became a coach at the park, and I became a school teacher, and I was involved in educating kids. Well, that's what I did, and that's what I dedicated my life to. So it's been good. And now I'm on the radio in Las Vegas doing a talk show for everybody to hear my stories, the stories of my life. Yes, I've been telling the stories for 200 shows, and we had the celebration yesterday. It was off the chain. And if you listen to the radio show, you would have got a good idea of all the stories that I told throughout my time on the radio. Well, it's time for me to say goodbye. I want to thank my engineer, DJ Papa D, and I want to thank my other little brother, Big Nasty, for his promotion skills and helping to promote the radio show. So, I'll see you on Thursday, talking, listening to the show from 3 to 4 o'clock on show 202. All right. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. Good night. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.